It's time for Talk of the Town with your host, Ed Howe. Talk of the Town, Walker County's only local news talk. Now, live from the WJLX studios, here's Ed Howe.
We're going to go to a survey that has been conducted by journalism students at the University of Alabama. This is Sunshine Week in the state of Alabama, which highlights the release of information, the obtaining of information from government to make government more open. And a survey has been conducted concerning government websites, something relatively new in the state, but they've been looking at all the county government websites in Alabama, including Walker County. And I want to bring on the line, if he's hopefully there, we've canceled him and brought him back and everything else today because of phone problems that we've had. But Chris Roberts, assistant professor of journalism at the University of Alabama and an old friend of mine. Chris, are you there?
I am right here, Ed. How are you today?
Eureka, the string and the cups worked. Okay.
Radio magic, isn't it?
Isn't it something? Tell me about this survey that y'all did.
As you say, it's Sunshine Week, which is why I guess the sun is going to start shining here in just a few minutes across the state as the rain finally leaves us. One of the classes I teach at the university is a group of graduate students who work through the Knight Foundation to earn a master's degree in community journalism through a program through the Knight Foundation and the Anniston Star. And the Associated Press this year has been looking at online access to state government information. That story from the AP is expected to move later this week. I was got email from the AP man in Montgomery today about that. I had my students, because the AP was handling the state, I had my students go look at county and city websites statewide, the 67 counties, and then cities in Alabama with at least 4,000 residents. And we looked for 22 different types of information that we think that a website ought to have. And we found that, well, first of all, 25 counties in the state still don't have websites.
Out of 67?
Yeah, we're looking at almost a third of the counties in the state. I mean, they're very small counties. They represent maybe 10% of the state's population.
Yeah.
But there are still plenty of counties that don't want to put or are not able to or whatever, but they're not putting information online for anybody.
And the ones that do have them, I'm taking it, are still sort of lacking in a number of key details.
They vary wildly in quality, I would say. The best on the list was Baldwin County down in South Alabama that had just about everything that we were looking for. Go to the Baldwin County website, you can look up, you know, minutes of meetings and agendas for meetings coming up, district maps. If you want to be able to find a department in a hurry in the county, there's a button away to find that stuff. You can pay bills online. You can look up probate court records online, things that would save you a trip to the courthouse. What we were looking for.
Well, and I noticed that in Walker County, y'all have down that contact information is on the Walker County website, council districts, emergency management reports, which I did.
Actually, I just took that off because I went to the EMA website and there really isn't anything there. We were looking for something in case of an emergency in Walker County, some sort of evacuation plan, some sort of plan that might involve a dam break, something like that, and really the Walker County website didn't have that for us.
And didn't even have that. And you can check property values and a property map for the Walker County. I did notice that it said that you couldn't find meeting times and places. It does have the meeting times.
It does
times.
Have on the first page. There it doesn't. I need to fix that.
But it didn't have a place. It didn't show where it's meeting at, which is the courthouse annex, of course.
That would be useful, I think.
That would be useful to have that on there. But there's a lot of key figures that are not on here, like budgets, contracts, requests for bids. And I would think, from what I understand today, and by the way, I talked to County Commission Chairman Bruce Hammock today, who was sort of interested in this and said that there are some information lacking, and he would like to know more information about this and a breakdown of all this information. Between him and some other officials at the courthouse, they're saying that, you know, between small counties, you know, it would take a lot of time to do this. Small counties, it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of money sometimes to do something like this. In relative to a county size of 70,000 people, they're paying about $1,500 a year to Walker Webb to do this. I mean, do they are considering the time and the effort and the money? Are they getting their money's worth here?
Well, again, it depends on what each county wants to do. You know, to print minutes or an agenda is simply as easy as printing to a PDF document. You can save your work as a PDF, and it's very easy to put something like that online and keep it there. So, you know, citizens who need to know what's going to happen before the meeting begins, it should be as easy as going to the website.
Yeah.
And I understand it's difficult, and counties are certainly more cash-strapped than others, but with a little bit of training, it's really not hard to do that. And there are counties smaller than Walker who have better websites. You think about it, on this planet, we live on a planet with maybe 600 million websites, so it's really not that hard, you know?
Yeah, and I understand that there's some technical issues that they would have to resolve to allow our county to post those. They have to go through Walker Webb to do it. So, but why would contracts be important? I mean, getting all the contracts and all the requests for bids, why would that be important for putting
I think it's important because, I mean, the county buys lots of goods and services, and in order to get the best price, you need to be able to be out there so people can bid and know what's available. And there are other websites, there are other counties in the state that actually have teamed up with other counties to have regional requests for proposals and regional bids. I know some of the Northeast Alabama counties do that. And it's just really a matter of telling people what it is you want to buy, and counties put out requests for bids all the time. It's not that difficult to put that online either, and maybe you'll find a better price because you're advertising more widely.
But I understand you're wanting contracts on there so that, in essence, so that you can look over the shoulder and make sure that that things are not going awry like they did in Jefferson County.
Jefferson County is its own story, isn't it?
but certainly, you'd have another pair of eyes, as you said, in your piece. You had a piece on the editorial page.
I covered the Jefferson County Commission in the early 1990s, and four of the five commissioners I covered have since pleaded guilty to some sort of federal charge, or been found guilty of some sort of federal charge. There's a trial coming, another trial.
And the fifth one may be coming up, you know.
Shortly, Barry White. And it just occurred to me, when I was covering the commission, this was actually before the internet, many people knew about it in the early 90s, if I'd had another 600,000 pairs of eyes, maybe I would have found something sooner.
Mm. Right. Because a reporter can only do so much.
Yes, and, you know, we live in an age, we talk about this in journalism classes, the idea of crowdsourcing, the idea that as newspapers get smaller and news organizations run leaner, the more people you've got helping you out doing your reporting, community journalism, civic journalism, you know, the more things you're going to find.
Now, well, you mentioned something on this about probate court records and paying bills. Paying bills, on our site, you can renew tags online.
Yes.
You can print out business license applications and to mail it in. You can renew hunting and fishing license. You can pay your sales tax, apparently. Businesses can pay the sales tax. What did you mean by paying bills?
That's essentially what I was talking about, being able to pay taxes online. And some counties allow that and others don't.
So we can do some of that.
Well,
so.
Again, yeah.
So that needs to be updated somewhat, perhaps, too. But
on that website, you'll notice there is a link. And I actually have had people from other counties email me today showing me things that we've missed.
Right.
And the website is set up so I can go into a database and make a change, and it automatically updates the pages immediately. When I talk about crowdsourcing, here's what I'm talking about. You know, I had my 10 students look all over the place, and some did a pretty good job of finding things, others didn't. And we'll make this site better as we go along.
So this is an example of having another pair of eyes to...
Need it all the time.
To look.
All God's children need an editor, as we used to say.
If I only had one for most of my career. The link to the court dockets, you mentioned having court dockets, and I think maybe even Winston County.
Well, here's what the county... It looks. And I may be wrong about this, but I look for court dockets on the Walker County website. And it tells me that the dockets are now available at alacourt.com.
They are.
Well, you have to have an account.
And you have to pay, don't you?
To get on alacourt.com.
Yeah.
And so by pushing it to the state, you're forcing residents to take another step to go and find information that is really a PDF file away.
But isn't that a paid service, Alacourt?
Yes, it is. As I understand it, you know, you're having to pay for access to that site, so... to know what's going on in your court and whose cases are coming up, you've got to go online and sign up with state government and pay for the privilege of knowing what's happening in your courthouse.
Whereas Winston County, next door Winston County, they're actually doing that.
I believe that's correct. Let me pull my little website up here.
From what you've got down there, I haven't looked at Winston County's, but I've gone by your chart. And they're actually doing police and sheriff reports, apparently, which also the city of Carbon Hill is now beginning to do things like that, which Walker County is not. But that's, although not many counties are doing that.
That is true. Yeah, Winston County, to go back, has court documents on pages. If you want to know what's going to happen the week of, the week of the 16th, so I can make a button, click on Michael Newell's form and tell you what's going on in his court this week. And it makes perfect sense, and it's really not that difficult to do, or particularly labor intensive once you set it up the first time.
Let me ask one more question. And the Bruce Hamrick, again, our county chairman, said that there had been some talk, which he was sort of interested about, the Association of County Commissioners of Alabama doing some type of service where they would update the service for the counties.
That would be a wonderful thing, and others have asked me about the state government stepping in to help, or the commission, or the association doing that. And you know, it would, some counties have really terrific websites, others have nothing. If there was a way that a template could be set up so the counties could consider the types of information they could make available and limit the actual design work that they have to do themselves or pay someone else to do, would be a wonderful thing, I think. And it's, again, in a world with 600 million websites, it's not that difficult or that expensive to set up a system that puts information that you taxpayers are paying for and really ought to demand.
Yes. The what is the website, by the way, that your information is at?
We are at www.chrisrobb.com/sunshine.
/sunshine. He said.
And from there, you can look up information on the state's 67 counties. I have another link that goes to all the city information. We're not completely finished. You see, we're making mistakes with county data still. And we've got even more mistakes we're still trying to clean up with city and county information. But I do have a rough city list up.
Right.
So you can go to the website, click a button on the right, and it will give you information about what City of Jasper has, for example, in its website.
So that would be www.chrisrobb.com/sunshine.
That is correct.
And we'll certainly be looking forward. Real quick question. This has nothing to do with any of this, but I was barely listening to CNN headline news. Did another newspaper, that's your and I, a passion is the newspapers. Did another newspaper bite the dust today?
That is what they're saying, that one of the Seattle newspapers is going to go online only.
Oh, wow.
And so we have another two newspaper town that becomes a one newspaper town.
That's sad.
It happened a few weeks ago in Denver with the Rocky Mountain News closing. The scary thing is when one newspaper town becomes zero newspaper towns, and that's when we really have to start worrying about the future of the business, and more importantly about the future of trying to get information to readers and information that the industry can't figure out how to get you to pay for it.
And that's the real, I mean, that's a real possibility that major papers that we depend on to get international and national news and even local news, that they could go out of business and then we would not be able to get that information.
I think it's the local news that's really more important.
Yeah,
because you are able to get national and international news from lots of places, certainly more quickly than the newspaper. But really, who else cares about, frankly, Jasper or Walker County except you guys and the Daily Mountain Eagle?
Right.
And that can be said across many communities. But the way the industry is being hammered by its foolishness in giving away content for free that it used to charge for, and the recession that we're in, and some very large newspaper chains that owe billions of dollars because they overpaid over the past few years. It is a triple whammy that is hurting the industry, and I think ultimately doesn't help democracy.
Mm-mm. So I'd like to come back and we'd discuss with you a little bit more about that one day. That's just that's sad situation that we've gotten ourselves in. But anyway, Chris Roberts, University of Alabama, thank you for joining us today, and we'll catch up with you later.
Good to talk to you again, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye.